This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Anti-government protests in Hong Kong have entered their ninth week with no end in sight. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
Police fired tear gas inside a train station and in several other Hong Kong neighbourhoods where protesters occupied roads in another weekend of anti-government demonstrations that are showing no sign of slowing. The movement's demands include the resignation of the Chinese territory's leader, Carrie Lam, democratic elections, and an investigation into police use of force against the protesters. The former British colony was returned to China in 1997 under the principle of one country, two systems, which promises the city certain democratic rights not afforded to people on the mainland. But in recent years, many have accused the Communist Party-ruled central government of steadily chipping away at their freedoms. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The acting U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan is defending last week's immigration raids on food processing plants in Mississippi that resulted in the arrest of 680 people. But he told NBC's Meet the Press that the timing was unfortunate, coming just days after a gunman targeted and killed 22 Hispanics in a mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. McAleenan said 32 of the migrants arrested were released within an hour of their detention and 270 within a day, oftentimes because of child care concerns. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen launched a strike against Yemen's port city of Aden on Sunday to support the government after a Houthi attack. The Western-backed coalition said it attacked in an area that was a direct threat to the Saudi-backed government. The target of the coalition strike was not immediately clear. Aden residents, however, told the French news agency there was an airstrike campaign against separatist camps in the city. You're listening to VOA News. Police in Tanzania say at least 62 people have been burned to death and more than 70 others are being treated for burns after a fuel tanker explosion in the eastern town of Morogoro. Officials say people were trying to siphon off fuel from the damaged tanker on Sunday when the blast happened. Witnesses said the tanker had been damaged in an accident. Muslim worshippers and Israeli police have clashed at a major Jerusalem holy site during prayers marking the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Adha. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Palestinians clashed with Israeli police on Sunday outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, where tens of thousands of Muslim worshippers were gathered for the Eid al-Adha holiday. Police fired sound grenades and there were scuffles in the packed compound outside the site, which is revered by Muslims and Jews and is one of the most sensitive sites in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Tensions have mounted at the Flashpoint complex as Eid al-Adha this year overlaps with the Jewish fast day of Tisha B'Av. Police initially barred the entry of non-Muslim visitors in an effort to avoid friction at the mosque before clashes erupted.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide leaves his victims feeling cheated and demanding answers. AP's Tim McGuire has that story.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein's death while in federal custody in New York stuns his accusers, but they vow to press on. Attorney Spencer Kuvin represents one of the women. He tells Sky News.
She was shocked, obviously, that something like this could occur under the Federal Bureau of Prisons watch.
Kuvin adding.
We find it very hard to believe that he would be allowed to commit suicide, especially when he was on suicide watch from just a few days ago.
Epstein was accused of orchestrating a sex trafficking ring for years and sexually abusing dozens of underage girls. Attorney General William Barr says he was appalled and is demanding an investigation by the FBI and the Justice Department's Inspector General's office. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry has protested Russian President Vladimir Putin's latest visit to Ukraine's Crimea region, calling it a gross violation of the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Putin was shown on state television Saturday at a biker show in the Crimean city of Sevastopol that was organized by a motorcycle club known for its loyalty to the Kremlin. Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg attended Muslim services at a temporary mosque at a local hotel in Oslo Sunday. That was the day after a gunman opened fire on a mosque in the capital. The gunman in his 20s was subdued by a 75-year-old worshipper. One person was injured. Police say the shooting will be investigated as a possible hate crime. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.